There's so much connection to so many things in show business for everything you bring up. Johnny Mandel wrote The Shadow of Your Smile, Emily. He's like a great American composer.
Absolutely.
And he wrote that album. He orchestrated the Ring-a-Ding-Ding album, and that's what that is from.
Oh, wow. And so you were telling me that Twyla listened to all of this music and chose the tracks that she wanted to choreograph and put together and put it in a particular order. Yeah, I found the plot, if you want to call it, or the through line is really more accurate, of Come Fly Away, mm-hmm. to be really wonderful. I mean, I think anybody who has ever spent any time, however short, and for me it was relatively short, in a bar, because they were looking for somebody or trying to meet somebody, will recognize what's going on in Come Fly Away. And the dancing is just amazing.
It is world-class. Amazing. And the dancers are like so far above groups of dancers that you've ever seen. They're professional athletes.
Yes, they are.
And they're masters of the two genres that Twyla is known for as putting together, modern and ballet.
Mm-hmm.
So they can both do everything. It's like being a musician and being able to play classical music, but crossing the line and playing jazz. It's not often done.
Well, it really is. I'm glad you said that. I don't know, many years ago when I was a young, and I had the opportunity to see Baryshnikov dance, and I can only, this is the second best dancing I've ever seen on a stage, in terms of the athleticism, right? It's just an absolute, it's amazing. These dancers are amazing. And you guys, if you just tuned in, we're talking to Russ Kassoff, conductor of Come Fly Away on Broadway, and we are giving you a chance to win a pair of tickets. And all you got to do to win is to log on to anythinggoesradio.com and shoot me an email with your name, your address, your telephone number, and your phone number so we can get in touch with you if you win. The drawing will be held around 12:30. We must have your information by 12:15, according to the digital clock behind me, or behind Russ, actually, which is in about 45 minutes. You can enter, if you're not an internet person, you can enter by giving us a shout at 201-692-2012, and we'll take that same information from you. Russ, you're going to be at Barnes & Noble signing your CD of Bird Fly By.
Yes,
on July 12th. Tell everything, 6 o'clock. Monday's your day off from Come Fly Away, right?
Well, yes, it is. And I have been graciously asked by Bart Greenberg, the gentleman who books all this incredible entertainment into Barnes & Noble. They have something almost every night these days.
It's the Barnes & Noble at 66th Lincoln, Street, right? Lincoln Triangle, 1972 Broadway at 66th Street, you guys.
So even though Barnes and Noble will not be there, I will be playing the piano. I'll be playing a little mini concert from 6 to 6:30. They have a wonderful little spot there upstairs. And I'll be playing selections from Bird Fly By. And you'll be able to come over to me and say, would you sign this, please? And I'll sign any CD, even Roger Williams and John Scott Trotter, Escape to the Magic Mediterranean, even Steve Allen CDs.
Yeah, well, you're going to have to tell us the Steve Allen story in a minute. But first, I want to know what else you're doing with your Mondays in the near future. You and Yvonne have been back by popular demand.
Well, that won't be Mondays. I'm actually
really?
Going to do Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with her.
When is that?
That would be at the Metropolitan Room, July 16, 9:30, as she would say, July 17 at 7 p.m., and July 18 at 7 p.m.
Okay, so are you taking days off from Come Fly Away, or are you working that around it because they only have the 7 o'clock show? I'm confused.
Well, I'll straighten that out. For those of you who are keeping track of my Come Fly Away schedule.
That's right.
I will not be there on the 16th because I'll be at the Metropolitan Room.
Okay, then.
And that is a Friday.
Well.
And she's got a 9:30 show. And I will not be there on the 17th because we have an 8 o'clock show and she has a 7 o'clock show. So my illustrious associate, Warren Odes, will be conducting.
Excellent.
However,
also
I'll be there for the matinee.
Okay, good to know. And not for nothing, all the tickets that we're giving away here on Anything Goes are not those shows.
That's
so
right.
It's all good as far as
I'm
concerned.
So you'll have to pay full price to come and not see me those nights.
So yeah, that's right. If you want to miss Russ entirely, you have to pay full price. If you want to go for free, log on to anythinggoesradio.com.
Right.
And speaking of your Warren Odes, who's a musician that you've worked with quite a bit, I know. Tell us about the folks on Bird Fly By that you invited to play with you on your new album, Bird Fly By.
Well, you mentioned very graciously how the first seconds that you listened to it, you thought it was very special, and it rose to the top of your current pile for that day. And the reason is because I have two of the most magnificent musicians with me. We communicate musically, and they are just incredible. I have no other words to describe Jay Anderson on bass and Dennis McCrell on drums. Both of them legends in the jazz world on their own. They're very eclectic as well. Dennis is a marvelous writer and performer, and he plays in all kinds of bands. He has his own big band, as do I. And Jay plays with a million different jazz people like Ted Nash and Adam Nussbaum. And he's also with Michael Franks from time to time. He also is in the Come Fly Away band. So I get to see him just about every day.
Oh.
And without these guys...
Popsicle Toes, Michael Franks?
That's the one.
There you go. Very cool. Very cool. Now, I have queued up... I have to say this is... it's hard for me to say what's a favorite. This is the one that knocked me out of my chair when I first listened to Bird Fly By. Tell me about Edelweiss, and I'm glad that we're playing, we have the opportunity to play this because, among other things, of course, we are celebrating Richard Rodgers' birthday a little bit here on Anything Goes today. Why Edelweiss?
Well, every song has a story, and recording every song, there are no throwaways. There's like an incredible amount of meaning for all of these songs. Musically, this song just spoke to me. It's a beautiful song, and it's a song that I got to work on while playing background music at a restaurant in New York before Come Fly Away started called Del Posto, which is a pretty famous restaurant. Nice plug for Del Posto. And I was subbing for the great pianist Tony Monti from time to time.
Oh, isn't that something?
And that's one of the tunes that I just kept on playing and developing, and the waitresses and captains that work there that work also as actors and actresses all were drawn to it. So I decided this is really special, and it became special to me. It's a very soulful rendition.
It's really beautiful. And well, the takeaway from all this information from Russ Kassoff, you guys, I think, is that next time you do go to a restaurant and there are musicians playing there, you might want to put the breadstick down and actually listen. Because the day before... they might have been playing for Frank Sinatra, like Russ did. Just a thought. Here's Russ Kassoff and a beautiful version of Edelweiss from his album Bird Fly By. And you can purchase this album on CD Baby, and you can get linked to Russ's website via my website at anythinggoesradio.com. His face is on my homepage. He's always in my musician and band links. Or you can go direct to russkassoff.com. It's a good time to call 201-692-2012 if you'd like to enter our contest. I know you recognized it from Sound of Music, Edelweiss, as performed by the Russ Kassoff Trio with Jay Anderson and Dennis McCrell helping Russ out. And I'm sitting here with Russ Kassoff, the pianist on that track and the man whose CD we were listening to, Bird Fly By. And he's telling me that Bird Fly By was number one in Alaska.
In Kodiak.
In Kodiak, Alaska.
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks. Very cool. Very cool. I like it. I like it as well it should be. You can buy it on CD Baby, or you can get linked to Russ's website at anythinggoesradio.com, or go direct via russkassoff.com. No worries, no problems. So tell us, but you're going to be, again, let's just tell everybody, you can meet Russ in person on Monday, July 12th at 6 o'clock at the Barnes & Noble at Lincoln Triangle in New York. That's at Broadway and 66th Street. He'll be playing music and signing his CD, so go and say hello to Russ. That's, 2 weeks from now, 2 Mondays from now, right?
No, I'm losing track. It is July.
The 28th. It isn't July yet. It's still June 28th, and it feels like July out there. Going to feel like over 100 degrees.
Except on Venus, where it's much cooler.
What is this with you and Venus?
I'm looking for a cooler spot.
So tell us where else are you going to be performing this summer, Russ?
Well, we just mentioned Yvonne at the Metropolitan Room, 16, 17, and 18.
Nice and close to the mic for me, bud.
And beautiful. This is a new mic. It's a different color.
Yep.
Okay. Summer. I once again will be performing at the Jazz PA Jazz Festival in historic Bellefonte, Pennsylvania. This is about my fifth or sixth year in a row. It will be on July 4th. We have a full day in which I'll be making several appearances.
Oh, that's like this Sunday.
July 24th.
That's this coming. Oh, 24th. You said July 4th.
No, July 24th.
Okay, 24th. Okay.
And we have a spectacular day planned. There is a big band, a local big band, called the Friends Band, and we'll be doing a bunch of my charts written for Catherine Dupuy, who will be singing. And throughout the day, there will be some very wonderful things, culminating in two trio sets with my trio this year, which will feature the great Jay Lenhart on bass, and the equally great... Jay Lenhart?
Wait. Good.
And the equally great Dennis McCrell on drums. And we'll do the first part of two sets that will feature the stunningly fantastic trombonist Wycliffe Gordon. And throughout the day, I believe he'll be doing a master class. There'll be other things for all the people to come out and see. It is produced by Catherine Dupuy and a wonderful board of directors. And we always have incredible fun there. And it's July 23rd and 24th, 2010, in Bellefonte, Pennsylvania, which is a mere 250 miles up the road from the George Washington Bridge.
So give us a website or a telephone number. You got one on that little card there?
www.jazzpa.com.
Jazzpa.com. We can remember that. Jazzpa.com, and it's the 24th we're talking about, and the 25th, you said?
The 23rd has events as well.
Oh, 23rd and 24th.
23rd, Friday and Saturday. Okay. Saturday's the big day.
Well, so that's a weekend. We can, you know, everybody's looking for vacations close to home nowadays. That's a really good idea.
And it's a beautiful place.
Beautiful. All right, then. Let's tell everybody yet again the entries are pouring in, but we are taking names for just about another 45 minutes or so here on Anything Goes for a pair of tickets to see Come Fly Away on Broadway and see Russ conducting with his little headphones and getting everybody into tempo, along with classic Frank Sinatra tracks. The tickets that I have that I'm going to be giving away today are for the 7th of September. That's a Tuesday. The performance is at 7 p.m. And, we'll be giving them away in the 12 o'clock hour, but you must have your entry to me by 12:15, according to the digital clock that's right here on the wall at WFDU-FM. No exceptions will be made. You can enter either by email at info@anythinggoesradio.com. You can enter through my contest page. There's a special link that I set up for you guys that's right there on the contest page to shoot an email to me, or give me a call and give me your name, your address, your telephone number, and your email address, and we'll get in touch with you if you win. Russ is assisting me in programming some of the music this hour here on Anything Goes. And what have we got here queued up?
Well,
from Rob.
We recently lost Rob McConnell. He passed about a month ago, I would say.
I missed that. I'm so sorry. He wasn't very old, was he?
70s, I guess.
Okay.
I'm not really sure. But he was one of my icons. He had a band called the Boss Brass in the early 70s up in Toronto, which was Canada's version of the best creative big band that you could have. All the top musicians, they got together all the time. They made some spectacular recordings. And in later years, in the years from 2000 to 2008, I was, again, privileged to be the music coordinator of a jazz festival up in beautiful Sackett's Harbor, New York. And so each year we had a different star. We had a different theme. And the constant was that they all got to play concerts with my trio. And it was amazing each year. And one of the years we had Rob, who is one of the premier valve trombonists who ever lived. He came into New York and started his career playing with Al Cohn and Zoot Sims and the likes of that style, and was a great musician, an incredibly funny cat, an incredible arranger. I keep using that word incredible. There's got to be other words. Let's get the thesaurus out. When we hung out in Sackett's Harbor, my side is still splitting and hurting from how hard we laughed. It was one of the greatest times we ever have, and I'll always fondly remember him. He then formed a tentet because, as economic conditions have changed for all of us, having a big band is not too feasible these days. So he put together a tentet and recorded a couple of albums on the Just in Time label. And the alto player on this tentet happens to be our tenor soloist at Come Fly Away, P.J. Perry from Edmonton, Alberta. And he plays body and soul every night on the Broadway stage at every show. And he is just an incredibly spectacular improviser and player, and we're so lucky to have him. And he plays on this very cut of Rob McConnell's
of Everything I Love,
and
the name of, and the name of the album is Rob McConnell Tentet. And I'm Lise Avery. You're tuned into Anything Goes on member supported WFDU FM. I'm hanging out with pianist, conductor, arranger, Russ Kassoff. I've been talking about his new album, Bird Fly By, interspersed with stories of other illustrious folks that Russ has come across in his career. Right now we're going to hear from Rob McConnell. And Russ, what I want you to do right now is also find a Sammy Davis cut for us so you can tell us what it was like to meet the great Sammy Davis Jr. Can you do that for us, my friend? No, all right then. Right now, here's Rob McConnell. And while we're playing music, if you'd like to enter our contest for Come Fly Away tickets, this is a good time to call 201-692-2012. 201-692-2012. Tickets are for the 7th of September. Check your calendar. Make the call. Thank you. Rob McConnell, and one programmed by our buddy Russ Kassoff, who's my in-studio guest today here on Anything Goes. Everything I Love, from an album called Rob McConnell, Ten Tet. Do you have something you want to mention about this track before we move on, Russ?
Well, again, it had our tenor player on alto, P.J. Perry.
Our meaning the gentleman who's in the pit with you at Come Fly Away on Broadway.
Excuse me? The on stage?
Oh, that's pit? Right. You're not in the pit. You're in the on. That's correct.
We don't need no pit.
It's true. You can actually see the musicians at Come Fly Away as well as the dancers. Absolutely, you're right.
Don't look
Forgive
too carefully,
me.
Though.
No, dude. And you can throw things at the musicians if you really are
Well, we
feel
do have
so
a
motivated.
Touch football game going on from time to time.
you know what, Russ? I'm going to tell everybody one more time. Well, probably not one more time. Probably a couple more times. Right now, you can call. I'm going to give you a 5-minute break, my friend, and then we'll have a track from Sammy Davis Jr. and a story. But also, as always, you guys, we have tickets for Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola this week. And who is going to be there but the lovely and talented Miss Eliani Elias. And you can hear my interview with Eliani at anythinggoesradio.com, by the way, on my interviews page. Just click right through Russ's... If you click on Russ's face, you'll end up at Russ's website. But if you click below Russ's face, you'll get to the rest of the interviews at anythinggoesradio.com. So you can check that out if you would like. But as always, we have tickets for Tuesday night at 9:30. That's tomorrow. Or Wednesday night at 9:30. And you can choose either of those nights. Also, this is a really good time while we're playing Eliani to, if you would like to, enter our contest to win a pair of tickets to see Twyla Tharp's Come Fly Away on Broadway. Two ways to enter. The easiest, for me anyway, is for you to enter via the website by shooting me an email to info@anythinggoesradio.com or just click on the link on the contest page at anythinggoesradio.com. It's all right. You can laugh. They're so used to me dipsy doodling over here. Four hours on the air, and occasionally I misspeak. Sometimes my entire mouth gets stuck. Just sort of happens that way. So 201-692-2012 will take callers at random for Eliani. And, well, your name's on the list for the drawing for Come Fly Away on Broadway. You have until 12:15, so you've only got 25 minutes left to enter that contest. Meanwhile, here from Eliani Elias's lovely album, Bossa Nova Stories, her most recent project, here's Desafinado, here on Anything Goes. 201-692-2012 to enter the contest for tickets for Come Fly Away on Broadway, or to win yourself a pair of tickets to see Eliani at Dizzy's this week. 201-692-2012.
Saiba que isso em mim provoca imensa dor. Só privilegiados têm ouvido igual ao seu. Eu possuo apenas o que Deus me deu. Se você insiste em classificar meu comportamento diante música, eu mesmo mentindo devo argumentar que isso é bossa nova, que isso é muito natural. O que você não sabe nem sequer pressente é que os desafinados também têm um coração. Fotografei você na minha Rolleiflex. Revelou-se a sua enorme ingratidão. Só não poderá falar assim do meu amor. Esse é o maior que você pode encontrar. Você com a sua música esqueceu do principal. É que no peito dos desafinados, no fundo do peito também bate calado. E no peito dos desafinados também bate um coração. Thank you. bossa nova, isso é muito natural. O que você não sabe, nem sequer pressente, é que os desafinados também têm um coração. Fotografei você na minha Rolleiflex, revelou-se a sua enorme ingratidão. Só não poderá falar assim, meu amor. Esse é o maior que você pode encontrar. Você com a sua música esqueceu do principal. É que no peito dos desafinados, no fundo do peito também bate calado. E que no peito dos desafinados também bate um coração.
Eliane Elias and Desafinado from her album Bossa Nova Stories. And, well, we'll give you another chance to win tickets to see Eliane at Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola this week in the 12 o'clock hour. Right now, I've got my buddy Russ Kassoff. Well, Russ, we've got another track queued up from your album, Bird Fly By. And I've got the Groove Merchant queued up, and I'm hoping you can introduce that for us.
I would love to.
Well, hold on. It'd be better if I turned your mic up. There you go.
I would love to again.
There you go.
And first, I know time's going to run out on me here.
Yep.
I cannot thank you enough for having me here and having such a good time today. And I'd be happy to come back any other five-hour slot that you have.
Oh, Lord.
with a live piano, perhaps.
See, now I told you. Oh, there you go. There you go. I told. Now you're talking my language.
Because we didn't touch the years between 20 and 53.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know what? Can you stay for 2 minutes on the other side of the 12 o'clock
hour
so we can tell the Sammy Davis story we were promising?
Sure.
That's important.
And
okay.
I have to thank two people.
All right. Who's left that we need to thank?
Dan Reagan, my website artist and gluten-free man. And he knows what I mean. And, of course, my radio promoter who kicked off this campaign on June 14th, who's introduced me to people all around the world that are fantastic DJs and programmers and stuff, Kate Smith.
Including me.
Including you.
Hi,
especially
Kate.
You.
Yeah.
And, of course, now we talk about the Groove Merchant for a moment. Jerry Dodgen is in our band at Come Fly Away, and I've had him with me on jazz festivals. And he is an authentic genius at the saxophone. Every note he plays is full of his entire soul. And there's a YouTube video of the Thad Jones Mel Lewis band playing the Groove Merchant. He played second behind Jerome Richardson, who wrote the piece, and that's why I did it. So here it is with Dennis McCrell, who replaced Mel Lewis in that band, and also Jay Anderson.
All right, then. And we'll have just a wee bit more from Russ Kassoff on the other side of the 12 o'clock boop. I'm Lise Avery. Here's the Groove Merchant from Bird Fly By. Log on to RussKassoff.com for more information, or CD Baby, or get linked at AnythingGoesRadio.com. Ooh, I love it. You're tuned in to WFDU Teaneck, the right place to be, on the left side of the dial.
WFDU Teaneck!
Hi, I'm John Mazzulla, the host of VA Healthcare Advantage. Tune into VA Healthcare Advantage this Sunday morning at 8:30 for information about VA healthcare services available to veterans residing in the metropolitan New York, New Jersey area. That's this Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. Please join us.
Hi, I'm Diane Korzynski from Paul's Motors Volvo. Music America on WFDU Teaneck is underwritten by a grant from Paul's Motors Sales and Service Incorporated. Paul's is located at 990 Goffle Road in Hawthorne, New Jersey. On the web at www.paulsvolvo.com. Our telephone number at Paul's is 973-427-5777. Paul's Motors urges you to drive safely and keep listening to Music America on WFDU Teaneck.
94 degrees and, well, sunny skies, but otherwise do see some clouds rolling on in. We are expecting some thunder showers to break this heat and humidity a little bit later on. But right now, outside, you guys, oppressively warm and humid. Please dress appropriately. Bring water with you if you need to go out, and plan a schedule that's a little bit lighter for today if you can. And it's 12:03, and you're tuned in to Anything Goes on member-supported WFDU-FM. I'm Lise Avery, welcoming you on into this mix of jazz, standards, classic pop, interviews, giveaways, and hijinks every Monday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And in international syndication with a Commercial with a Conscience trademark, and you can find out about that at my website, AnythingGoesRadio.com. There's a whole list. The broadcast schedule can be found right there on the navigation bar. It says find a station near you. I want to say a big hello to Johan, who's listening in Taiwan, where Anything Goes is heard on the weekends all across Taiwan. So hi, Johan, and thanks so much for tuning in to WFDU-FM, and welcome on in to four straight. See, in Taiwan, they only get an hour of Anything Goes, so Johan is obviously a glutton for punishment. I don't know what the weather is there, Johan, but it's hot as anything here. Russ, I didn't get a chance to thank you, which is one of the reasons why I asked you to stick around for another 5 minutes. I know you got a skedaddle going to the baked apple today, where it's going to be even warmer than it is here in Teaneck. But thank you so much. I not only thank you for the quality of the music that you create and the amount of heart that you put into it, but for your friendship, which is something that I value very much, and I welcome you into my life, and I thank you for your music for bringing you here.
Well, thank you so much. I'm totally grateful for all the opportunity you're giving me and for being my friend. So perhaps when I win Lotto and buy a radio station, we can do another show together.
We could do it. Well, you know what? I hope you win Lotto today. But if not, come back on in and we'll do this again, because you have far too many stories to fit into any single broadcast of Anything Goes. But you've told just a wee bit of a story about Frank, and you've told us about Mimi Hines. So I've asked you for a Sammy Davis Jr. Tidbit. Well, I wanted a Steve Allen story. You're going to have to come back. So tell me, we've got a Sammy Davis Jr. track queued up. So tell us what it was like to meet Sammy.
Well, Sammy, as you and the listeners know, is one of the finest performers that ever lived. I mean, he just lived that showbiz greatness. And I was fortunate enough to tour with him, with Frank and Liza, in the tour that went around the world called The Ultimate Event in 89. And Sammy had his own great musicians as a rhythm section and a lead player as such. But I got to play when they all performed together, when they did their medleys, like Guys and Dolls and New York medleys and stuff like that, when they were all on stage. I got to play with and for him. He also toured with Liza. I was with Liza, in case you didn't know, for 18 years.
I did know that.
And nearing the end of that run, they toured together. They had a show in which the two of them performed together.
Huh.
And he did his whole hour and she did her whole hour, and then they did a thing together at the end, and I was always involved with that. And I used to visit with Sammy in his hotel suites, and he was always incredibly optimistic at that time about going forward and creating new shows and continuing to work like that. He was like just a joy to be with. And unfortunately, we went to do the telethon that year, I don't remember what the year is. I think it was 97, 6 or 7. And that was the day he was diagnosed. And I do have more stories about that because we went to visit him a couple months later out in California. But after he passed was when I realized how great he was. I always thought he was great. But, like, I've seen some videos and I've listened to more recordings. And, like, he really had it all. He's like, wonderful to listen to.
And no divitude, huh? Just pure.
Well, he had the star stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, how could you not? But it's different. That generation doesn't exist anymore. Mm-hmm. It was in the food.
All right, Russ. Well, again, everybody, Russ is going to be at Barnes & Noble on Monday, July 12th at 6 o'clock, so you can buy his CD, Bird Fly By, and actually meet the man and hear him play in person. Also, check out jazzpa.com on the 23rd and 24th of July to see Russ performing and many other folks performing. Thank you very much. I think I got it right? I didn't even see. I didn't have any crib notes in front of me. I thought there was one other thing we wanted to talk about. No?
Yvonne
Constant, right, at the Metropolitan.
Your favorite
room.
Chanteuse now.
My favorite chanteuse. And boy, that's a great show. That's a great show. And it's Metropolitan Room. Tell us the dates again.
Oh, that's July.
Oh, I put him on the spot.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, like the 18th.
It's probably the Friday and Saturday before you go to Pennsylvania.
That's what happens
right?
When you pack up.
Okay, I'm sorry. Well, don't pack up. All right. Well, let's get back to Sammy Davis Jr. And I'm sorry, Sammy, that we cannot honor your request in this tune. It's Please Don't Talk About Me When I'm Gone. I don't think we can do that. It's not going to happen. Thanks so much for joining us here on Anything Goes Russ. Bird Fly By, get linked to Russ via anythinggoesradio.com. And you've got exactly 7 more minutes to call me at 201-692-2012 and enter to win that pair of tickets for Come Fly Away on Broadway. Twyla Tharp's Come Fly Away on Broadway with Russ on the stage conducting a 17-piece orchestra. You've got just a few minutes. Those tickets are for Tuesday, the 7th of September at 7 p.m. 201-692-2012. The finger is up before I hit Sammy. What?
I just want to thank you so much for having me today, and I had a ball. And hope to come back soon.
Right back at you, big guy.
Take care.
Here's Sammy. Thank you.
Please don't talk about me when I'm gone. Oh, honey, though our friendship ceased it from now on. And listen, if you can't say anything real nice, it's better not to talk at all. That's my advice. We're parting, you go your way, I'll go mine. It's best that we do. Here's a kiss, I hope that this brings lots of luck to you. And it makes no difference how I carry on. Just remember that you can't talk about me when I'm gone.